Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel ben Esther, and for Rabbi Alexander Yisrael Chaim Marta, and for Anes Tamar Bas Elisheva Tova, and Rabbi Yosef Moshe Chaim. They shall have four shleim b'soch shachol Yisrael. And Li Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Chaim Eliezer. It says in the Gemara in Tumura and Av Beis Amid Beis Toshma Tisanya Kotche Ovdei Kochav No Nenim V'Lo Moalin. Kachim of Ovdei Kochavim, it's usher to be nana midirabbanan, but if one was nana, lo mo'alim behem, there's no chiyuv of me'ila, of tashlumei karen v'chomesh, and karban asham, that you have in a normal me'ila min ha'torah. Ve'en chayavim aleim, and if somebody eats these kachim, he's not chayav, mishum pigol, if he had a thought that he's getting a chutz l'zmano when he ate it, no sar, if it's left over, v'tame, if it's tame, ein osim tumura, you know how to make tumura with such an animal, ve'ein mevim nesachim, and then one is not bringing nesachim, the wine libations, together with the carbon of a goy. Aval karbonotam nesachim, but if he brings a carbon, then he brings together with it nesachim. In other words, a Jew can bring nesachim independently without a carbon. The goy only brings it the akum if he also brings a carbon, but independently, he's not allowed to bring nisachim. Now Rashi tells us not to be garis the word aleihem. Some people have the word aleihem in their girsa. Rashi says to erase this word. Ulefi girsa so rak nisachim abon bifnei atzman ein ovdim kochavim meivim. Only nisachim that come by themselves, that's why it says aleihem, ein meviim aleihem nisachim. That's why I should erase the word aleihem, ein meviim nisachim. You now let her bring nisachim by themselves, but karbano taim nisachim. But when he brings a carbon, he does bring it with nisachim. But Rabbeinu Gershom, he brings that the girsa is correct, ein meviim aleihem nisachim. And according to this girsa, even when you bring your carbon olah, even when the goy brings his carbon olah, he's still not allowed to bring nesachim. According to Rashi, he does bring nesachim when he brings his carbon olah, and the exclusion is that he's not bringing nesachim alone. So this is all Reb Shimon. However, Rabbi Yossi begs to differ. And he says that B'kulani ro'a l'hachmir. He says, I'm machmir in all of these things. In other words, you're chayav al kotche ovdei kochav mishum me'ila, mishum pigol, nosar v'tameh. Abol benisachim, Rabbi Yossi is modus, says Rashi, that ovdei kochavim are not allowed to bring nisachim bifnei atzmam. Now, what is Rabbeinu Gershom going to do with the girs in the Gemara? According to Rabbeinu Gershom, ein mevim aleihem nisachim, it's supposed to say. You're not supposed to bring on them, meaning together with the carbon, even you don't bring nisachim. And then the Gemara, the Brisa continues and says, aval korban utaim nisachim. So what does that mean? So according to Rashi, we understand what that means. You don't bring them alone, but you're allowed to bring it with the carbon. And according to Rabbeinu Gershom, what it means is karbanu tam nesachim means that tzibur brings the nesachim. It's mishel tzibur. The tzibur, the communal funds, pay for the nesachim. Ulefi girsa, so that we learned in Shkalim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, B'Shem Reb Shimon, Narcho Sheshalach Olasu, Midinas Hayom, V'Shalach Ima Nesachim, Kreivim Mishalov, Imlav Kreivim Mishal Tzibur, that is a Takanas Chachamim. The whole thing is Takanas Chachamim. It shouldn't have the fact that Nesachim Kreivim Mishalov, the fact that he has the option of paying for the Nesachim himself when he sends his carbon in Medina Sayam, that's a Takanas Chachamim. Because really, it's only supposed to be Mishal Tzibur. However, Ladas Rashi, Rashi differs, and he says no, that min haTorah, you're makabel from the Nachari Nesachim, if they're coming together with the carbon. And according to that goes Hagra, the takana was, that's mentioned by the Mishnah, that there was a takana. What was the takana? The takana was that if he doesn't bring them on his own, Yavim Mishal Tzibur. If he doesn't bring them on his own, then from the Tzibur you bring them. So according to Rabbeinu Gershom, there's a takanas chachamim to bring nesachim with the carbon of a goy. According to Rashi, with the carbon of a goy midaraisa, he can bring his own nesachim. And the takanas chachamim was that if he doesn't, yaviu mishal tzibur. And Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says no. I'm machmir, meaning I'm machmir in what? I'm machmir in that a carbon of a goy does have me'ila and an iser of pigal noser and tame and enos and tamura. However, as far as nesachim is concerned, Rashi says, he agrees. Kalash and Rashi, chutz min nesachim devadei ein mevin. That nesachim a goy cannot independently bring. Only in the context of his carbon, as Rashi holds. So ad kan mi divrei hasugya, and the kasha and the gemara is, as is asked by. Sefer Beis Matisyo, a wonderful sefer in many mesechtes, is in Siman Gimel and Tmura. He asked the following question, which we'll get to in a moment, that the Gemara later on in Daf Gimel learns from Sukkim that it says Ezrach, Ezrach mevi nesachim ve'en ovid kolchavi mevi nesachim, only an Ezrach can bring nesachim, a Jew and not a goy. I might think that as Ola might not require Nesachim, says the Gemara. So we learn from Exeris HaKasev no Kacha. From the word Kacha, the Gemara derives that together with his Ola, you do bring Nesachim. That alone you don't bring Nesachim. But together with his Ola, he can bring Nesachim. And that's from the Exeris HaKasev of Kacha. That even an Ovid Kochavim brings Nesachim together with his Ola. Because Kacha is a Lashon of Ikuv. And this Kacha teaches us that he has to bring Nesachim together with his Ola. And it says, why is Reb Shimon Machmir? That you're no a pigal noser and tame? Because it says Lashem. And Lashem means that it's kedin kol kodshe Hashem. Now, the kasha is that if you look at this braisa, you see that first we're talking about the status of kodshe akum. Kachay Akum, because they're only Kachay Akum, do not have the Kachin themselves, don't have a Chiyuv of Pigal Noser and Tame. And Rabbi Yossi argues they do have a Chiyuv of Pigal Noser and Tame. But that's all talking about the carbon. And then it says that you don't bring Nesachim. Who doesn't bring Nesachim? The guy. Why doesn't the goy bring Nesachim? Because of him. It's not a din in Kachay Akum. It's a din in the Akum himself. So what's it doing in the Braisa? And also according to the Girsa of Rabbeinu Gershom, that he holds that a Goy B'chlal doesn't bring Midarais in his Sachem, even with a carbon. So, that's a din in the Goy. It's not a din in the carbon. So what's it doing in the Braisa? Because he doesn't bring alone, nor does he bring it with his carbon. So it's a din in the Goy. So first the Braisa is talking about the Kachay Akum, and then the Braisa, without telling us, talks about the Goy himself, but it ain't Kan Makomo. What does this have to do with Hilchos Kachay Akum? And that's why the whole machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon was only regarding Kachay Akum. But when it comes to the Akum himself, Rabbi Yossi agrees. He doesn't argue that they're not allowed to bring the Sachem Bifnei Atzma. Gives us Rashi Nesachem Bifnei Atzmam, and Lefi Rabbeinu Gershom, they don't bring Nesachem at all, even with the carbon. Because that's a din in the Goy. So why is the din in the Goy of not bringing Nesachem put together in the Braisa with the din of Kachay Akum, where various halachas don't apply? The Rambam in Uchas Ma'aseh Korbanos, Per Gimel Halacha, he writes, Olos Hagoyim Ein Mevini Mayim Nisachim Shenemar Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kocha Aval Nischeim Krevi Mishal Tzibur Shenemar Kocha Tasu La'echad Kimisparim. So he writes that the Olav Goyim, you don't bring Nisachim, and he brings a Pasuk, but their Nisachim are brought from the Tzibur. And Hilchos Shkalim, the Rambam writes, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, V'chein Goy Shishalach Olaso Memedina Acheres, V'lo Shalach Imadmei Nesachim, Yaviyu Nescheya Mitshumas HaLishka. Also, same idea that a Goy who sends his Ola from Medina Acheres, and he doesn't send Dmei Nesachim, so then Nesachim come from the Tzibur. So he, both case places he says that they come from the Tzibur. Nesachim crave Mishal Tzibur. But the Nosei Kelim, the Lechem Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah, and Hilchos Ma'aseh HaKorbanos ask that Lechora, the Rambam is Soser himself. Because here the Rambam writes that Olos HaGoyim Ein Mevin Nesachim Ela crave Mishal Tzibur. Here the Rambam says you don't bring Nesachim, they're just brought from the Tzibur. And in Hilchos Shkalim, and this is Mashma, that he's Makayim La'alacha B'girsa Ve'ein Meviyam Aleihem. That was that the Goyim are Mufkoyim L'gamrei Mechlal Nesachim, and they're always brought Mishal Tzibur. The Goy never brings it Bechlal. It's only brought Mishal Tzibur. And in Shkalim, the Rambam says that that's only if he didn't send Dmei Nesachim, then it's Krevi Mishal Tzibur. But if he sends, then his Nesachim are Krevi Mishalo. So in both cases, he says that the Tzibur brings it. But there's a huge difference that in Hilchos Ma'aseh Korbanos, he says, Ein Mevini Mayim Nesachim, that together with the Olos, you don't bring Nesachim. Because the Goy doesn't bring Nesachim. Because Goyim are Mufka from bringing Nesachim. But the Tzibur brings it for them. And then in Hilchos Shkalim, the Rambam does an about face, and he says, no, Goy Shishalach Olaso Medina Acheres, and he doesn't send Dmei Nesachim. Mashma, that he could send Dmei Nesachim. A Goy does bring a Goydaza and Nisachim together with his carbon. And the Lechem Mishnah is Miyashiv, the Kasha, and the Rambam. That we learn Ezrach Mevi Nisachim Ve'ein Ha'oved Kochavim Mevi Nisachim. It's not coming to teach us Sheha'akum Eino Yochala Havi Nisachim Ela She'eino Chayav Lahavi Nisachim Ke'ezrach. So that we exclude the Nisachim of a Goy, it's not to tell us that a Goy can't bring Nisachim, it's just telling us that he's not obligated to bring Nisachim. However, it's pashut that if the guy wants to bring Nisachim, you accept it from him. And therefore it says, Yachalotahe olaso tuuna Nisachim. Talmud lomar kacha. You might think that he's not allowed to bring Nisachim at all. So it says kacha, which means that he's no chova, but if he wants, he can. And therefore, if he didn't send, then it's Karv Mishal Tzibur, because his carbon's time Nisachim in any case. So according to this Mahalach, the Lechem Mishnah's Miyashiv Divrei Rambam, then a Maisa Karbonos, the Rambam writes, She'olos Hagoyim, Ein Meviim Nisachim Imoim. In other words, you're not obligated to bring Nisachim. And then it says it's Nisachim Karv Mishal Tzibur. And then in Hilchos Shkolim, the Rambam writes, She'im achein lo hevi'akum nesachim, harem kreivim mishal tzibur. If he wants to bring nesachim, he can. Im lo shalach, then you bring it from the tzibur. So in Maisa Karbanos, he's just telling us that they don't have to bring Nisachim, and if they don't, the Tzibur does. And in Hilchos Shkolim, he's telling us that they have the option of bringing it. But if he doesn't, then the Tzibur brings it. So the Brisker Rav, in his Chedushim, was very bothered by these words of the Lechem Mishnah, because it says in Menachah 73b, with respect to the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's a ribui that the Goy is no there in a Dar B'Nedavos Ki Yisrael, umakrivim olos vishlamim v'nisachim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, all they have is olos. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they can make Nedar B'Nedavos, olos, and shlamim v'nisachim. According to Rabbi Akiva, all they have is olos. And it says there, Man Tan al Hadatan Rabbanan. Who's the author of this braisa? Ezrach. Ezrach may be Nisachim, may be Ruchav, may be Nisachim. Yachalote Allah Satun Nisachim, Talmud Lomar Kacha. So the braisa says, who's the Tana that says that an Ezrach, a Jew, a born Jew, brings Nisachim and a Goy doesn't? And then the braisa continues, I might think that as Ola doesn't require Nisachim, Talmud Lomar Kacha. So the braisa says, Lorbi Yosei Agli, the Gemara says, Lorbi Yosei Agli, Lorbi Akiva. This braisa that tells us that ein ovid kachav maybe nesachim, but it's all that requires nesachim, is neither Rabbi Yossi Aglili, nor is it Rabbi Akiva, because if it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, afilu yayin nami, he said that a goy can even bring wine alone. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says nesachim alone the goy can bring, even without a karpa. And this braisa says that his ola does require, but only with the ola. But he can't bring it alone. Only an ezrach brings nesachim, but a goy doesn't. But with the ola, he does bring nesachim. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he can even bring nesachim on his own. And he Rabbi Akiva, and if you say it's Rabbi Akiva, amar ola in, midyachrini lo. If you think it's Rabbi Akiva, he said that an ola, yes, and anything else, no. Meaning that you can't bring Nisachim at all, just the Ola itself. And then the Gemara answers, You could say it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you could say Rabbi Akiva. If you say it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, then erase wine from that brisa among the offerings that Akum can bring. And if you say it's Rabbi Akiva, then say you can bring an Ola and what comes along with the Ola. Okay, so that's the sugya. So ask the Briska Rav if the Lecha Mishnah is right. Shalom imatina noto mea ezrach ele lenyan chiyuv. That for ezrach is only memayet, his obligation. But if the guy wants to, he can bring the sachim. So then the brisa can beautifully be according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's not a steer at all. Because Rabbi Yossi Aglili just says that he can be misnadev nesachim if he chooses to. But he's not talking about a chiyuv at all. It says that Ezra maybe Nesachim, may not come in Nesachim, he's not obligated to bring Nesachim. But if he wants to, he can. And not only that, in the Teretz, the Gemara says that if you want to say it's Rabbi Yossi Aglil, then erase the word wine. It won't work with wine. This brisa, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yossi Aglil, it won't work with wine. Which means that this Bryce is telling us that he can't bring wine. He can't bring the Sachem alone. He cannot bring the Sachem alone. And therefore the Gemara says, if you want to say to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you have to erase the word wine from his halacha. You have to erase the Nesachem part from his halacha. Because if you have the word Nisachim in his halacha, then he can't shtim with the brisa. Because what does the brisa hold? The brisa holds that he may bring that he may not bring Ezrach mevi Nisachim ve'en ovid kuchav mevi Nisachim. The brisa says that he's not allowed to bring wine. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that he may bring wine. So if the Rambam is correct, if the Lecha Mishnah's Pshat is correct, then why don't we just say that the brisa just means that ain ovid chav meiv nesachim. He's not obligated to bring nesachim. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, but if he wants to, he can. And therefore, you don't have to say sami mikan yayin. By saying sami meahi yayin, delete the word wine from that brisa. What are you telling me? You're telling me that in order for that brisa to shtim with this brisa, that ain ovid chav meiv nesachim, we have to erase wine. Which means that you can't have wine. He's not allowed to bring a nesachim alone. If the Lecha Mishnah were correct, everything would be gevaldik. It says ain ovachav mevi nesachim. The Gemara wouldn't have to say sami meahi yain. The Brisa says you're not allowed to bring nesachim. That's talking about you're not obligated. That's what it means. Ain mevi'in. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's mutter to bring. You're allowed to bring. So we have a big problem with the Teretz of the Lecha Mishnah to say the Pshat and the Rambam is that he has the option of bringing Nesachim. It's not mashma like that from Sugyas HaGemara. Sugyas HaGemara seems to say that he's not allowed to bring Yayin. Some achronim are miyashev that Akum don't bring nesachim at all, and that it says shalach ima nesachim pray the Mishalo, it's talking about when he sent the Dmei Nesachim. And it's teaching us Shekonim Nesachav B'damim Halalu. It's teaching us that you acquire Nesachim with this money. And they write that if you don't say this, how does the guy send Nesachim? Hare mitame yosem b'mago apostel nisuch. So in other words, the chilek that they make is the money. Because if the guy sends the Nesachim themselves, if the guy sends the Nesachim himself, he's going to passel it. But with his money, that you allow him to send, Dmei Nesachim. So the Rambam says, Ola Sakam Ein Mevini Maim Nesachim, that's talking about from the guy himself. And then when the Rambam says that a guy Shishalach Olasim Medina Velo Shalachim Ad-Dmei Nesachim, if he doesn't send the money, then you bring it from the Tzibur. That's when it's that. So you can bring it from him. That's talking about where he sent the money. Is there a mechalik between sending the wine and sending the money? But what's the chiddush? Pashut. Why shouldn't we be mekabel Dmei Nesachim from him? So, we have a big tzarech iyun on the Rambam. And therefore, the Brisker Rav was miyashiv the Rambam mederech acheres. And Mirtz Hashem, we will see his teretz hopefully in the next shir. And see Akasha on the Teretz, and then hopefully see a different Mahalach. So we should be Zoche to continue. Lilmodu Lalami Lishma Vlas, Lakaim is called the Rasam to Rasa Yahava. Amen, via Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.